off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How do they get all that metal up in the air? It makes no sense.
It also doesn't make any sense how much you're sweating.
Ha! He thinks we're all gonna die. This guy.
If the plane doesn't kill you, I will.
Looks like it's time for someone to take their sleepy pill.
You're gonna be okay. You gotta fly, gotta fly away. No need to be afraid. Just gotta fly, gotta fly away.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. And tapping in now, we got RV Tom. I don't know if he's been back up in his RV. 9, right?
Very good.
Yes.
You got it.
It's one of the numbers. I knew that much. But we'll get to that. But before we talk about his latest flying adventures, or lack thereof, Dennis has a new toy that he was showing up to the computer monitor so we could all see, that he thought Tom especially would appreciate. And this is a new piece of gear you got for your flight sim? Or what is this,
correct,
Dennis?
Yep. There is a company called Winwing out of China that is producing a line of hyper-realistic panels and accessories for flight simulator. And the one I was showing Tom was actually a flight management computer from a Boeing 737. And it actually works in X-Plane, where you can actually go and push all the buttons just like you're inputting a flight plan in the actual 737 simulator. And all of the buttons. So instead of trying to go into the sim and touch screen and use the little flight management computer on the screen with your mouse, you literally have it in front of you. It's got its own display. So everything lights up. The buttons are there. You want to put in your route, load your flight plans up, set your flap speed, to calculate your V speeds, all that stuff works exactly like it did in the 737 simulator when I was doing my ATP training last year.
Wow. But this is a Chinese company called Winwing.
Winwing, yeah.
Winwing. That's the best air or aviation name for a company that I can think of, especially from China. I'm just saying.
But they have,
Winwing.
I mean,
I love it.
They have all the parts. You want to build yourself your own 737 sim in your house? It's no longer a do-it-yourself where you're having to go and cut panels out and 3D print things. You can literally buy the whole flight control unit that has all the settings to turn your display, turn the maps and stuff on the flight panel.
Yeah.
They've got buttons for the autopilots. They've got a whole overhead glare shield. You can reproduce the whole thing with all of the buttons in exactly like the simulator. And so if you want, you know, one of those people that wants to build that sim in your garage, like a
Dennis.
737.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Why
my
do you
ass.
Think I have a big garage?
Exactly.
But you can do it. And they also have a line of stuff for the Airbus A320. So if you would prefer to go with the Airbus, you know, Team Airbus, you can do the same thing there. They have the MCDU for an Airbus as well, with all the buttons basically exactly like it would be in an A320.
Well, how much did that module break you there, Dennis?
Actually, it was like $150 or something like that. It was very, very affordable considering it's got a built-in display and the keypad and just interfaces directly to X-Plane.
Well, Tom, what do you think of this? I mean, you're retired now from flying those aircraft, but if you would have had this back in the day, would have you been like a pig and you know what or what?
Oh, absolutely. Plus, you know, what Dennis says 737, but it actually will, you know, 73, 75, 76, 77 are all pretty much, if you could use one of them, you use them all. That's the nice thing about Boeing. It carries over to every aircraft. So, yeah, if you're flying a Boeing, if it's not Boeing, I'm not going. That's the way to go.
Okay. Well, there
and
you go.
And if you're a student, you know, and you're in that career field and wanting to, hey, so you're going to go to your ATP, CTP training, or maybe you are getting a 737 type rating. Okay. Get this thing, load up X-Plane, cost you $60 for a copy of X-Plane for home, put this thing on your computer and start practicing inputting the data into the flight management computer, because you're going to spend a lot of time in that simulator just trying to figure out how to use it, because it's counterintuitive to how our normal Garmin avionics work. We want to go to Direct 2 somewhere, you hit the Direct 2 button, then you type in. Not with a Boeing.
No.
In a Boeing, you have to go and put, okay, I'm going to leave from airport, so you have to type in KRSW to select Fort Myers. Then you have to go and put it in the departure, and it copies it from the where you just typed it into that field. And so you have to learn the buttonology. And so giving yourself some time to practice and do that in a home simulator for $200, hey,
can't
this,
beat
this
that.
Can save you a lot of time in the sim and a lot of frustration and make you more proficient so that you're getting more value out of the time that you do actually spend in that simulator.
Well, and like you said, if you learn this one system, you're going to be, it's going to, you know, take you through the entire Boeing aircraft system or ecosystem in that
and
regard,
maybe
right?
Maybe not. And also, a lot of this would cross-train over into the business jet market as well, because Collins, you know, built a lot of them for Lear, for Cessna, Falcon. So basically, all of those, it's the concepts are very similar. So if you understand one, it wouldn't take as much to figure out how to do it for another. And so if you can, you know, practice at home in your free time on your own simulator and get proficient with it, it would save you a lot of time.
Now, any of that going to count towards real sim time that you can use for the FAA? No, or no?
It'd not
just
at
be
all.
Good practice.
It's procedure trainer is really what it comes down to.
Gotcha. But that whole ecosystem framework kind of, you know, mentality, I mean, that's kind of the same thing that what Cirrus has been doing the last few years, going from the SR-22 to the Vision Jet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a step-up program. Exactly.
Right. And they just released, the G3 a few weeks ago.
The G3 Plus.
G3 Plus. I saw a video on that, by the way. I was like, oh, man, that is a sweet aircraft. And I love the fact that it pretty much does everything for you, pretty much. I mean, you still got to fly the airplane. You got to taxi it around. But, I mean, when once he got up in the air with that thing, I mean, it just looked like, hey, even I could fly this.
Well, and they're incorporating a lot of the technology that previously had been only available to airlines.
Right.
They now have the CPDLC, the cockpit to pilot controller interface, is now available in a Cirrus jet.
Well, ATIS is all texting and you don't have to even talk to them. And I mean,
that's the CPDLC.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, you're playing with the big boys with the same technology in effectively an entry level business jet.
I'm telling you, if I just wait long enough, Tom, I'm not going to have to learn squat.
I don't think you ever did learn squat.
No, but, hey. I have. I've learned things along the way. But by the time I actually get my private pilot certificate, I'm not going to need any of this stuff in my brain. It's all going to be taken care of for me, and I'll just be there to kind of as a backup, a poorly trained backup at this point. But hopefully that'll change over time. You know. But I don't know. Maybe, I mean, getting one of those modules would be good for me, too. I got to explain. I could pull this off. But I guess I got to get the private pilot thing done first, right, before I jump through that hoop.
You don't have to. But, I mean, what do you want to do with your flight sim at home?
What do you want to do with your life?
Well, we haven't figured that out yet.
No, that's
you're
that's
making
true.
A good go of it as it is.
Yeah. Well, once again, I'm enjoying the journey. That's my standard answer when people ask, why haven't you got your private pilot certificate just yet? It's just, you know, I'm taking my time. I want to smell the roses. Yeah. You got to enjoy every moment. And even though, you know, it's too long of a time between moments, I'm trying to condense them, but we'll make it happen eventually. If nothing else, I'll do some more sim work and borrow that module from Captain Dennis. All right. We got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.